A word for you from Hosea chapter 4 verse 10. They shall eat but not be satisfied. They shall play the whore but not multiply, because they have forsaken the Lord to cherish whoredom, wine, and new wine, which take away understanding. God is speaking here against the priests and his own people. How is it possible that God can speak against his own people? Well, when his chosen people, whom he loves, no longer love him, and they choose, as it says in verse 7, to sin against God, God will change their glory into shame. And the Lord says in the verse just before our text for today, that God will punish the people and the priests together with them. But here we find an interesting expression of God, that they shall eat but not be satisfied because they play the whore. You see, if you mess around in your Christian life, if you've devoted your life to the Lord, you've promised your whole being to him, body, soul, and spirit, and you've accepted the Lord into your life, but then you play the whore in the sense that you mess around with other gods. Firstly, you yourself being your own God, your own mind, your own wishes, your own desires and thoughts. God says you will eat but not be satisfied. Do you find yourself in this position that everything you do, even your eating, brings no satisfaction? Well, the Lord might be the cause of that. Not just your own self, it's not some sickness, but the Lord will cause you to be generally dissatisfied with life, where even the normal things of life, which should bring satisfaction, no longer satisfy, because God removes the satisfaction. He wants you to be satisfied with him first. Unless you're satisfied with the Lord to whom you have devoted yourself, he will not allow you to be truly satisfied with anything else. And if you play the whore, the Lord says here, you will not multiply. In other words, the normal things of life, even multiplication, the Lord will remove it. And your ability to be satisfied with life, you'll find that the satisfaction is no longer there. Even if you do the things of the world, God removes the satisfaction quota, and you're not able to enjoy the things of life unless you find satisfaction in your Lord first.